Please remember this is an adults only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious stories, sexy excerpts, and some filthy fun. Just what you need every night, not just Sunday night. And you know, if you would like even more intense pleasure and deeper satisfaction, then you can come and see me at wilddesires.com and download your own free, full-length, experiential erotic story. You know, this podcast experience is best enjoyed laying on your bed with your earbuds in. Loosen any clothing. Well, you never know. Close your eyes. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensual pleasure. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. Tonight, for your undoubtable pleasure, we are going to immerse ourselves in the world of erotic vampires, in the reverse harem erotic romance by Julie Morgan, The Concubine and Her Vampires. And so to get your hot spots tingling nicely and your panties dripping just a little, I'm going to delight you with the blurb for just a minute before I read you the main excerpt. When destiny becomes reality, born a blood demon, Olivia Martin's sole purpose is to become a blood slave to a vampire. She is nothing more than a blood bag. With a vampire as her master, she would want for nothing, her every need and whim catered to. But becoming a prisoner was not the life Olivia would have chosen for herself. At least, until she met Jared and his four brothers in arms. Giving yourself to one person was easy. Having fun with two, exciting. But a harem of lovers, it was more than Olivia ever considered possible. Need, lust, and blood drive Olivia to find a strength inside her to not only accept her five sexiest sin vampires, but to also protect herself from the evil hell bent on claiming her for its own. So I hope that's got you nicely warmed up. So when you're ready, go ahead and relax. Just let my words drift over you as I read from The Concubine and Her Vampires by Julie Morgan. Enter. Jared called from the other side. Olivia grasped the doorknob once more, gave it a turn and pushed the door open. The same towel led into the office that led to a wooden desk. Behind it, Jared sat and typed a few keys. Behind him on the wall hung a portrait of all five men in suits. Jared in the middle, flanked by Ethan and Jake, then Landon and Aiden. It was beautiful, each male in a tuxedo, hands folded in front of their bodies, all smirking in their own way. She looked back to Jared and found him watching her. "Close the door," he ordered. She turned toward the door and pushed it closed until the handle clicked. Her hands on the frame, she lowered her head slightly and closed her eyes. Olivia was lost for words. "Do I face him? Will he address me first?" She gritted her teeth. "Grow some fucking balls, Liv." Before she could turn to face Jared, a force pressed against her, capturing her. Her eyes opened with a start. Her wrists were held above her head, and a foot kicked her legs apart. A chill fanned across her neck when Jared spoke next to her ear. "Is this what you want?" he growled, menacing. She excelled, and rather than fear, adrenaline spiked. She did not freeze or fight back. She allowed Jared to hold herself against the door. He may be holding her, but she was in control. All she had to do was say stop, and he would. He would not hurt her. He would have earlier in front of his brothers if that were the case. "Yes," she whispered. "What? I can't hear you." "If this is what you want, you need to tell me. Right now, Olivia, or it's all over." "Fuck, yes, this is what I want," she growled at him. "Why do you think I'm in here? I want you. All of you." Jared did not relent. He pushed her against the door, her wrists with one hand, then the other he pulled her hair to the side. He kissed her neck to her shoulder, then pressed his pelvis against her ass. She groaned and her head lolled back. She could feel his erection. He was in need for more than a simple feeding. Candace was provided as sustenance, and Olivia sent her away. Now she presented herself as his next meal. Jared reached around her and cupped her pussy. His fingers pushed against the elastic of her panties and went straight for her clit. His fingers pressed against it and moved back and forth in a quick, furious movement. Olivia gasped and her legs buckled. "Oh my God," she whispered. And as she came, it slicked the inside of her thighs. "Do you want us to claim your body?" Jared snarled in her ear. "Oh yes, my God, yes." He shoved a finger inside her pussy and hooked it against a sensitive spot. "Do you want us to feed from you? Then fuck you." She gasped once more and her body shook. She was going to experience an orgasm that may cause her to scream out. Oh my God. Jared, please don't stop. She could not control a thought, a breath, anything while he possessed her body. "Tell me," he growled. "Tell me what it is your purpose here." Her breath hitched and she pushed against the door, pressing her body harder against Jared's. "I'm here for you. I am yours."
"And?"
"What?" she asked and screamed out. "Oh, how I'm going to come. Shit!" Against the door, Olivia tried to move, but he kept a firm grip. "What are you doing?" she asked. "Please, I'm so close. My clit is throbbing. Please, please."
"And," he whispered, next to her ear, "tell me and I'll make you not only come for me, but for my brothers. Tell me now."
She yelled out and rage consumed her. He brought her to the edge just to toy with her? Hell to the fuck no. She pushed against him, thrashing her body, but it was like fighting a stone wall. Jared would not move. "Damn it," she yelled out. "What is it you're expecting me to say?"
"You already said it," he told her and nibbled her ear.
She groaned and pressed her legs together.
"No, you don't," he said and pushed her legs back apart. "You don't get to make yourself get off. You will only enjoy ecstasy once you tell me. Admit to me what your darkest desire is."
"I already know. I need to hear you accept it." "Damn it, Jared," she yelled out. "I am yours, fucking yours."
"And?"
"Fuck, what do you want?" She yelled and tried once more to move to no avail. "Let me the fuck go."
"Is that what you really want?"
Her breathing came in quick pants and she closed her eyes. He was going to drive her mad. She would go to an asylum forced into insanity by never having another orgasm. Living on the brink of a release she could never reach. This must be what Dante's Inferno level of masturbation must be like. Olivia forced herself to calm, made herself think about what Jared was asking of her. What happened that she already did?
Candy's come, and Olivia made her leave.
She claimed the men were hers.
"Mine,"
she gasped. She knew the answer. Olivia opened her eyes and looked to Jared.
his face laying against her shoulder, and she studied him for a moment. He looked pained. Was he hurting? Of course he was. Here she was in front of him, like a big juicy steak, and he could not even lick her. "Mine," she whispered. He met her gaze, again but louder. "Mine," she spoke up. "No, louder. Own it. Claim it. Now. Fuck you, all of you. All of you are my stallions. You are my stable. You are mine." She yelled out the words and Jared turned her around to face him, her back pressed against the door. He claimed her lips and shoved his fingers into her clit. The nerves thrummed as Jared assaulted it. His finger slipped inside her, then came out and rubbed her clit even harder, her thighs wet with her cream. Olivia lifted a leg around his waist. "I need you inside me," she groaned and held onto his shoulders. Jared picked her up and carried her to his desk. Laying her down, he ran his hands up the length of her legs, then hooked his fingers over the edge of her panties. Giving them a tug, he pulled her panties down her legs and tossed them over his shoulder. He pushed her legs apart and smirked. "Beautiful," he whispered. "Now remove your dress." Jared began to unbutton his shirt. He crossed the room to the door and opened it. Olivia sat up and removed her dress, then her bra. Not sure what he was doing or maybe going. But when the door opened on the other side with the rest of her men, one by one they entered the room, all of them in their white button-down shirts, just like Jared, and black pants. Jared removed his shirt and let it fall to the floor. Jake stood next to him and bent down to one knee. Landon did the same next Jake. On the other side of Jared, Ethan took a knee. Aiden next to him. Olivia sat naked on Jared's desk, with a stable of men before her. She met Jared's gaze once more, and the man, like his brothers, took a knee. She wasn't sure what to say or do. She was naked, but not once did she feel exposed. Her men were giving themselves to her, as she offered herself to them. She smiled and crossed one leg over the other. All she had left on were her heels. Left to right, Landon, Ethan, Jared, Jake, and Aiden. She held her hands out on either side of her body. Landon and Aiden both took her hand and kissed the top of it. They let her go, and she offered her hands to Jake and Ethan, like the former. They also kissed her hand. She then looked at Jared. Rather than offering her hands to him, she curled a finger for him to stand. He obeyed and stood and approached her. She ran her hands up his naked torso, around his sides, then cupped his ass. She separated her legs and pulled her in between them, then kissed his chest. "Mine. All of you. Mine." Jared moved his hand to the back of her head and cradled it. He tilted her bed back and kissed her. He guided her back down to the desk, then kissed her neck to her breasts. He cupped both mounds and pushed them together, sucking one nipple then the other. She heard a groan come from one of the men, and she smiled. "Jake," she whispered his name, "come to me." Hearing movement from the floor, she opened her eyes and smiled as Jake walked around the desk and stood next to her head. She reached for him and he bent down. She pulled him to her and they kissed. Jared moved down her body to her stomach and licked down to her navel. "Ethan," she whispered. She gave her arm to Jake and he kissed the inside her wrist. Ethan came around the desk. He tilted her head toward him and he kissed her. She gasped when Jared buried his face in her pussy, licking and sucking her clit. "Oh, God," she whispered, and lifted her other arm to Ethan. "Landon," she called, her back arched, and she moaned, her men holding her arms, kissing her wrist down to her breasts. Ethan on one, Jake on the other. She felt her body would explode in a combustion of fire. Jared sucked on her clit as she yelled out as another orgasm rocked her body. She pressed her heels on his shoulders and moved her pussy on his face. She wanted to reach for him and pull him closer, but her arms were busy holding on to Ethan and Jake. Then a hand, soft and gentle, slipped around her neck and tilted her head back. Landon kissed her and peppered his lips to her neck. Jake and Ethan moved back to the arms they were given, and Landon knelt down, kissing her on the neck. "Hayden, please come to me." A growl erupted between her thighs, and Jared pushed in two fingers inside her, thrusting them as he sucked on her clit. "Fuck," she groaned, and her head lolled back. Then Aiden kissed her and cupped her breast, pinching the nipple. He moved to the other side of her neck. Olivia groaned, every nerve in her body alive and on fire. She would shatter soon, and when she did, there was no going back. Jared gripped her legs and snarled against her sex. She came once more and screamed out. Then all at once, all five stopped their kissing, their pinching, their licking. She panted for a moment, then closed her eyes. Before she could ask or even think, each of them licked her neck, arms, inside thigh. All five of them hissed, and Olivia closed her eyes. No fear, pure bliss. The stable of men clamped onto her body and held onto her like she was life itself. Power exploded inside Olivia, and her body came alive with another orgasm. She moaned and her hips began to move. She needed someone to mount her, to fuck her, to claim her. Jared pulled himself free first and snarled into the air. She looked down to the man, and his mouth was coated in her blood. She smiled and closed her eyes. She heard a buckle and a naked body pressed up against her. Then the bluntness of his head pressed against her and shoved inside. "Oh, hell, fuck yes," she groaned. Her men all released her with a snarl, a hiss, a growl. All five men stood above her, each other with her blood on their lips. She reached for the closest man, Landon, and pulled her to him. She fumbled with his pants and he took her hands. "Mi amor," he whispered, "allow me." He quickly removed his pants and boxers. Olivia reached for him and pulled him close. She wrapped her hand around his cock and stroked it, then pulled him to her mouth. Landon groaned and his head lolled back. "Fucking beautiful," Aiden whispered. "Flip her over," Ethan said. "Allow me," Jared said and slipped his arms underneath her body. She let go of Landon as Jared lifted her in the air. He backed up to a chair in his office and sat down. Olivia moved her body against him, taking him in deeper this time. Behind her, Ethan kissed her neck, then her back. "I'm going to lube you, then fuck your ass." "Yes," she said, and tilted her head to the side to kiss him. Warmth slipped down her ass, over her entrance. Ethan circled a finger over her hole and then pushed it inside. He slipped in another finger and stretched a hole in a scissor movement. He pushed her forward toward Jared, and she felt his head press against her entrance. He gently pushed against her and eased himself inside. She held her breath to get herself through the initial pain. "Breathe, Mi amor," Landon whispered. "Relax, you'll be okay." She nodded and opened her eyes to meet Landon's gaze. "There you go, Mi amor." He smiled and cupped her face. He kissed her softly while Ethan pushed further inside her. She gasped and groaned. "Holy fuck, I'm going to come right now." Ethan pushed in further, then pulled back. Jared pushed in and she groaned, the two men pushing back and forth in opposite unison. While one pulled, the other pushed. Sensations, nerves, everything in her body came alive. She screamed and someone licked her arm. She looked up to find Aiden sucking on her forearm. Landon pushed her head to the side and tilted her head. He licked her neck and bit into her once more. Two men fucked her. Two men sucked on her arms. Jake, where was Jake? She opened her eyes and found him watching her with a smile on his face. She grinned. Come feed. Let me serve you. He smirked. I will, while I'm inside you. Ethan thrust inside twice more, then kissed her shoulder. He pulled out slowly, then kissed her. Jared groaned and kissed her, his cock still inside her. I don't want to stop, he whispered. Then don't, she told him. He growled, then fucked her harder, faster. She yelled out as another orgasm slammed her, causing her back to arch. Brother, Jared managed to get out. Ready yourself for this woman, for she is who we have been waiting for. Olivia met Jared's gaze and held it. She kissed him and groaned when he thrust inside her. Allow me to taste you. Soon, he told her, once we're done, or once your body has had enough. We'll feed you and heal you. She closed her eyes and smiled, then kissed him again. A set of hands grasped her shoulders and she leaned back into a strong frame. She opened her eyes to Jake and smiled. Take me, she whispered. Jared kissed her neck and pulled out from her. Landon and Aiden released her. Jake helped her stand and cupped her face. Are you all right? She smiled and nodded. Oh, yes. I'm great. Good answer. Now turn around and bend over. She obeyed and bent over for Jake and pushed inside her ass. He groaned and grabbed her hips, thrusting hard against her. Their body slapped as he fucked her. Her thighs were slick with her cum and wanted more, needed more. He brought her to another orgasm and she braced her body on her thighs. Olivia looked over to Aiden and her lips parted. I need you, she whispered. Aiden took a few steps over and stood in front of her. Sit back. Let me have that pussy. Jake took a few steps back and sat down in a chair, gently easing her down with him. Once seated, he reached around her. Lift your legs. She did, and Aiden pushed them toward her chest. Holy shit, she screamed. Oh God, I'm going to fucking come again. Jake, fuck me. Jake pushed inside her ass, the angle shifting their position to where his head pushed against her sensitive spot. She's creaming, fucking creaming, man. Aiden sat. He rubbed her clit and she yelled out, her body twitching. Fuck me, she growled. Aiden chuckled and lined up his head, then pushed inside her. Olivia lost herself in her men. Her body exploded, orgasm after orgasm. We will need to give her a rest soon, Landon stated. You still need to fuck her, Jared told him. Olivia opened her eyes and looked over to him, then smiled. Come, fuck my mouth. Landon groaned and mumbled something in Italian, came to her and kissed her on the mouth. Mi amor, Belladonna. He stood, then gripped his cock and touched it to her lips. She opened her mouth and Landon fisted her hair. He pushed in and hit the back of her throat. She gagged, and he pulled back. He did this again. Then when he pulled back, he wiped the drool from her mouth and rubbed it on his cock. He pushed inside her mouth once more, but allowed her to form a suction. She looked up to him as Landon pushed in and withdrew. He held her head as he fucked her. Olivia pulled her mouth free and stroked Landon as she screamed out. She came again and her back arched. Jake and Aiden thrust inside her faster. But Aidan yelled out with a snarl, his head tilted back and his fangs glistened in the light. Maybe fear should have hit, seeing him like this. Instead, she smiled. Aidan looked back down to her. He moved his body against hers a few more times, then gently pulled out. She set her legs down and Jake pulled out, then helped her stand up. Olivia's legs suddenly gave out, and she stumbled into Jared's arms. He scooped her up and kissed her forehead. She smiled at the sentiment. She relaxed in his embrace and let blackness consume her.
So I hope that's warmed your Sunday night up more than a little. And God, your panties positively throbbing with pleasure. Now you know if you want to enjoy even more vampiristic pleasures, you can just go ahead and follow the links in this episode's notes. Now, last week I promised you some exciting news. Well, not one to under-deliver on a promise. Intrigue me, the BDSM, Second Chance Erotic Romance, written by Lacey Hightower. It's about to be published as an audiobook, narrated by Lacey Hightower, and yours truly. Now, I will be doing more audiobooks, but I have added a section to the website, so you can register as a reviewer and get the opportunity to listen to free erotic audiobooks in exchange for a review. I think that's pretty fair. And I will be checking, so please only sign up if you are actually going to leave a review. So why not head over to wilddesires.com now and sign up as a reviewer. It's free, filthy, and fun. And until next week, when you can join me in bed again for another filthy story, this is Devlin Wild, and always with your pleasure in mind, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.